It's time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag no leezy mad. NOLEEZYMAD. NOLEEZYMAD. At no leezy on my Instagram page. Listen, when I get on a plane, when I get on an airplane, I want to get on there. I want to sit down, and I expect you to get on this plane and do the same damn thing. Don't you get on this plane wanting to show everybody that you are a 9-time Olympic athlete or something like that. Bro, listen here. How about this man had a plane diverted from Phoenix to Boston? They had it diverted down in Kansas City because he wouldn't sit down. But guess why he wouldn't sit down? Because he wanted to show everybody that he was a workout guru, and he started doing pull-ups on the overhead bins. Sir, if you don't sit your ass down on this plane, and we trying to live. I'm trying to live, sir. You in here, I'm challenging your inner Richard Simmons. Man, if you don't sit down on this plane, we going to... See, I'll fight somebody on the plane. I'm going to tell you that right now. If we get on this plane, and you get on here acting up, we going to swap it out. They said it was so bad, like, he just kept telling, look. Can you imagine that you on a plane and somebody pulling on the overhead bins doing pull-ups? And they said the flight crew kept saying, sir, sit down. They said he sat down for like 2 minutes, drunk some alcohol, and got right back up and started doing it again.
He was drugs. Drugs.
Was he drunk?
They said he became belligerent.
Was he drunk?
After he started drinking the alcohol.
He was drunk. He was high. He was everything that you could think of.
Definitely high. No pun intended.
Trying to get a mile high workout on. Come on, bro. Sit down somewhere, bro. I don't play on no airplane, man. I tell you now, bro. Listen, I got to get where I'm going safely.
Ain't nobody playing with this turbulence.
Hey, you out there doing pull-ups. Sit your ass down, man.
What was he doing pull-ups on?
On the overhead bins. You know, you can grip them. You can grip them, man.
So he had to open it up so he could grip it and do pull-ups.
And doing pull-ups.
Nah, hell nah. My bag fall out. We're going to scuffle.
But some of them had the little space. So he might have been gripping on the little space.
Nah, bro.
Listen. First of all, sir, what were the other people in your seating section doing? They were just sitting there watching you? Man, we'd have to whoop his ass.
Well, nobody real on that plane.
I'm going to tell you right now, get on a plane and start acting up with a bunch of black folk. You're going to get your ass whooped. I'm taking it up. Come on, play. We ain't playing about that. We're not playing.
You go get jumped.
Hey, hit the hashtag. Hashtag.
I ain't jumping nobody on no plane. I paid too much for my ticket. That is the responsibility of the flight crew. Give me my soda and my peanuts and let me ride in peace. I ain't got time to be fighting y'all.
Hit the hashtag. Hashtag. No leaves mad man. See what else I've been mad about. I'm mad about that. Bust it out. It's pot out of here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.